is The World Tonight. Good evening, I'm Douglas Edwards, CBS News. The Irish police arrested two men today and charged them with membership in the Irish Republican Army, the illegal organization that claims responsibility for the murder of Lord Mountbatten 2 days ago. The police say they know who committed the murder, but don't have the proof. The British Prime Minister flew to Northern Ireland today to look at the deteriorating situation there. Doug Tunnell reports on Mrs. Thatcher's visit.
Mrs. Thatcher paid an unannounced visit to a British Army garrison in the middle of provisional IRA territory. At Crossmaglen Barracks, she spoke with survivors of the two bomb blasts on Monday, in which 18 British soldiers lost their lives. It was clearly an effort to boost the sagging morale of the troops at a time when deteriorating security in Ulster has increased their worries. But that is not the only action the Thatcher government is planning. It is in the midst of a reassessment of security procedures in the Northern Ireland counties. Details have not been released, but it is understood that 13,000 British troops here may be redeployed, but not reinforced. Whether or not that will satisfy the demands of Ulster's Protestant community for a crackdown on the IRA is still unknown. Two of Northern Ireland's largest unionist parties today called on Mrs. Thatcher to take strong action against the IRA and warned that if she and British commanders here did not, they would be forced to take the law into their own hands. Doug Tunnell, CBS News, Belfast.
More news after this.
Now True Value Hardware Stores are promoting a team designed to play at home or away. Hi, Pat Summerall to tell you they're offering a team of General Electric portable radios that you can enjoy at home or take with you just about anywhere. For example, you can choose the GE FM AM TV band portable radio that lets you listen to radio programs or to the sound portion of your favorite VHF TV program in the yard, garage, workshop, on picnics, at the beach, or anywhere it's not convenient to carry a television. Or choose the General Electric FM AM CB portable radio from True Value Hardware Stores so you can tune in any of the 40 CB channels to receive highway or local information anytime, any place. See the complete selection of General Electric radios at participating True Value Hardware Stores. And save gas. You won't have to drive far for your hardware and houseware needs. If you're looking for value, service, and selection, you'll find them nearby at any one of the more than 5,000 True Value Hardware Stores and home centers located nationwide.
The United States Navy ordered a crackdown on racist activity today. It came in a strongly worded order from Admiral Hayward, Chief of Naval Operations. Hayward did not point any fingers, but apparently the Ku Klux Klan has been unusually active lately. Ike Pappas reports.
The Navy is cracking down on the Ku Klux Klan, which has launched a campaign to establish chapters aboard several Atlantic Fleet ships. The Chief of Naval Operations, Admiral Thomas Hayward, issued orders prohibiting the Klan or any racist group from holding meetings or enrolling new members on ships or bases and distributing literature. Hayward's order also suggests that sailors may be dismissed from the Navy for joining the Klan. The Navy does not consider Klan activity to be widespread at the moment and is moving to check the organization before it can gather strength in the ranks. However, at least two fights between Klan members and blacks, one involving 23 men and women, have taken place this year on one ship alone, the Concord, a combat Navy supply vessel. Several of the participants have been fined, three persons have been injured, and two Klan members transferred to other duties. The Navy is also investigating possible Klan activity aboard another as yet unnamed ship based at Charleston, South Carolina. Ike Pappas, CBS News, The Pentagon.
There's an amusing story making the rounds in Washington today. It's not exactly a fish story, not exactly an animal story. We'll let you judge for yourself just what it is. Susan Spencer reports.
Mr. Carter's story goes like this. He was fishing from a small boat on a quiet pond near Plains when suddenly he was attacked by a rabbit. Yes, by a rabbit. And furthermore, he said, he had to drive it off with his canoe paddle. The president wasn't hurt, but he was annoyed when, for some reason, no one would believe him. But as luck would have it, one of the ever-present White House photographers had taken a picture of the beast during its aquatic attack. The president ordered a print made. The print wasn't clear, so the president ordered a blow-up, whereupon aides conceded that indeed that was a rabbit, with, according to the Associated Press today, its teeth flashing and its nostrils flared. The AP dubbed the rabbit the Bonsai Bunny. but it appears the public will have to await the opening of the presidential files before it ever sees this animal, because the White House refused today to release the picture. Deputy Press Secretary Rex Granum explained, some presidential activities must remain shrouded in mystery. Susan Spencer, CBS News, Washington.
More news when the World Tonight continues.
Weekends were made for Michelob. Weekends were made for special friends.
No, Michelob didn't invent weekends. It just seems that way. Michelob's been around since 1896, when the first smooth and mellow barrel was brewed. And Saturdays and Sundays have never been the same since.
Weekends were made for special times, special places, special things, those special moments a weekend brings. It's the time to have that smooth and mellow beer. It's Michelob. Weekends were made for Michelob. Weekends were made for Michelob.
Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
The United Nations is taking up another complaint from Lebanon on the recurrent Israeli military raids into southern Lebanon, and it turns out to be a time of reassessment by the Israelis as well. A report from Bob Simon.
Israeli policy is coming under scrutiny this week, not only in the United Nations, but in Jerusalem as well. Officials are disturbed by the bad publicity Israel is receiving. They're asking whether the airstrikes, the artillery, the civilian casualties are entirely necessary. During the past few days, Jerusalem has been working hard to convince the international community that Israel has no other choice. Military sources argue that blame for civilian casualties must lie with the PLO, because they set up their bases deliberately in the midst of towns and villages. They point out that the bloody PLO attack on Nahariya 4 months ago was the last raid the PLO managed to launch within Israel, and they attribute this to the effectiveness of Israel's preemptive strikes. Officials say they're convinced that were Israeli guns to be silenced, Israeli civilians would come under attack again very quickly. Former Foreign Minister Abba Eban certainly expressed the sentiments of many Israelis when he said today, "It's better to be unpopular than dead." Bob Simon, CBS News, Tel Aviv.
Wall Street in a moment.
Reach out and touch someone.
Ring, ring, who's there?
Wine.
Wine who?
Wine, you call us, we miss you, buddy.
Ring, ring.
Who's there?
Refine.
Refine who?
You're refined one to talk. You moved out of town.
Ring, ring.
Who's there?
Harmony.
Harmony who?
How many times I gotta tell you the phone works both ways?
The phone works real cheap on weekends, all day Saturday and Sundays till 5. You can save 60% if you dial state to state without the operator, except Alaska and Hawaii.
Ring, ring.
Who's there?
Cheer.
Cheer who?
Cheer that we can save a mess of money.
Reach out, call up, and just say hi.
Ring, ring.
Who's there?
Kentucky.
Kentucky who?
Let's call Saturdays. We Kentucky whole lot longer.
Reach out and touch someone.
The Bell System reminds you to ring, ring.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed around 885, up 0.26. The average price per share, up 1 cent on the New York Exchange. Volume, almost 31 million shares. Wall Street on this World Tonight.